We know that when we count the Omer period, which according to the Sefer Achinuch is leading up to Matan Torah, the Torah tells us Sheva Shabbasos Tamimos Tihiyana, that we should count 7 whole, full, and complete weeks. Sheva Shabbasos Tamimos Tihiyana. And the idea of Tamimos obviously connotes completion or wholeness, and it's not an accident that when the Torah describes counting up from Pesach, and in particular from the Korban HaOmer to Shavuos to the Shtei Alechem, even though pointedly the Torah does not itself mention Matan Torah, it is very, very basic and important to realize that there must be a connection between this term Tamimos and the very property of Torah, which of course is Torah Hashem Tamima Meshivas Nafesh, that the Torah of Hashem is whole and complete, and it has the capacity to restore our soul. And the Medrash famously says that part of the fact that Torah is complete is that it can speak to us in a very visceral way. It can restore our soul. And in the opposite direction, the fact that Torah restores our soul, the fact that it does that for us, is also a reflection of the completion of Torah. So it really works in both directions. Something which is so complete and so whole can really speak to us emotionally and inspire us and find a way of guiding us in every life situation. And at the same time, one of the aspects of Torah's Tamimus is the fact that it is Meshiv Nefesh, the fact that it's not just an abstract set of principles or rules, but it really does touch and govern and inspire our lives. And yet there's another aspect of Tamimus that I wanted to touch on in this context. Yes, Sheva Shabbasos Tamimos Tiyena. Yes, absolutely. Torah Hashem Tamima Meshivas Nefesh. But there is a pasuk where this very term is used, and I'd like to share the Ramban's view of this pasuk as well. Tamim tiyayim Hashem Elokecha. Torah tells us in Sefer Dvarim that we should be whole and complete with Hashem, our God. Unklos translated as Shalim Tehei, B'dechalta Hashem Elokech. We should be whole and we should be complete. And the Ramban explains that what Unklos might have meant, what this might mean, is actually the idea that no matter what goes on in the world, no matter how challenging it could be, no matter how difficult it is, to have an overriding sense of emunah and a belief that nothing is sealed, right? That God ultimately, and I think that Samson spoke to this the other day, Samson's not with us this morning, but that, you know, what's very important to realize is that no matter what anybody else is saying, Hayad Hashem Tiktsar, Hashem, you know, can never be underestimated. And that might seem like the most obvious statement in the world. We always have to make preparations, al derech hateva, based on the laws of nature, but we also have to have a sense of total devotion in our service of Hashem and recognizing that He is very much the ultimate authority. And part of our relationship with Torah, which is also Tamim, right? Torah Hashem Tamima Meshivas Nafesh, is the notion that the one who gave the Torah ultimately is the one who has the strings, who can pull the strings of the universe in his hand. And when we study his word, what we really are doing is accessing, you know, the one who is all powerful, the one who is driving all of creation in its own right. And what a privilege it is for all of us to study Torah, the Torah which is Tamima, which is whole and perfect, as we've been counting these whole and perfect weeks, Sheva Shabbasos Tamimos Tiyena, and hopefully that will further enhance our ability to perform the mitzvah of Tamim Tiyayim Hashem Elokecha. The Ramban says it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. The Rambam doesn't count it, but the Ramban certainly does, that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, it's a Torah-level mitzvah for each and every one of us to develop this sense of overriding belief in the one who gave the Torah. I just wanted to share one further thought on this. I think that the process of Torah study itself and seeing the beauty of Torah and seeing the sweep of Torah and seeing the grandeur of Torah, in other words, the encounter with Torah Hashem Tamima, with a whole and complete Torah, actually facilitates the performance of that other mitzvah that we've spoken of, Tamim tihiya im Hashem Elokecha. If you really want to be inspired with a sense that God is indeed the one who is master of the universe, all you have to do is look at his majestic Torah. No human hand, no human mind, no matter how great, no matter how creative, no matter how incisive, could have developed a system of law, chukim u'mishpatim tzadikim, kechol ha-Torah hazos. And as the Torah reminds us, ki hi chachmascham uvinascham leinei ha'amim, that this is our true wisdom that is valued by all of the nations of the world when we practice it with absolute fidelity. If we want to reach the level of tamim tiyayim Hashem Elokecha, as we surely do, the best way to get there is Torah Hashem Tamima Meshivas Nafesh. And the way that we get to Torah Hashem Tamima Meshivas Nafesh is exactly what we're doing these last 7 weeks. Usfartim Lachem Sheva Shabbosos Tamimos Tihiyena. It's about the preparation time that we put in, and then the learning that we do, and ultimately the encounter that we have with Hashem, Tamim Tiyah Im Hashem Elokecha. There's a myth that's been perpetrated by many, that somehow this is only for the scholars, for the elite, that somehow this is not something which is accessible to the quote-unquote average person. But this itself would be the ultimate repudiation of Matan Torah. What Matan Torah was all about was the idea that Torah is not for the elite. Torah is not just for Moshe Rabbeinu. It would have been so easy for Hashem just to give the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu and to leave it at that. He gives the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu and says, Moshe, why don't you go tell this to the Jewish people? Ve'daber Hashem v'shalei mor daber al b'nei Yisrael. But Hashem wanted, and the Jewish people wanted, to make it very clear that this was Morasha Kihilas Yaakov. This was something that was and must always be accessible to the entire Jewish people. And this is something that we all must keep in mind. Sometimes people, even at a very early age in life, will wrongly draw the conclusion, and I beg of you never to draw this conclusion, that, you know, it's for somebody else, it's for a different kind of person, it's for a person with a different kind of makeup. But our relationship with Torah Hashem Tmima Meshivas Nafesh, David HaMelech doesn't say, this is only for one type of individual, one type of personality. Torah has the capacity to speak to everything in the human experience, hafoch ba v'hafoch ba d'chol haba, and Torah has the capacity to speak to every single person. And what's required for us to truly internalize this message is the notion that we too can do this. That this is not something which is beyond us. Ki ha-mitzvah hazos, the Torah says in Parshas Nitzavim, asher anochi mitzavcha hayom, lo nifleis hi mimcha velo rechokahi. Lo ba-shamayim hi, it's not in the heavens. Le'mor, mi ala lanu ha-shamayma, v'ikachal lanu v'yashminu osav na'asena. Velo me'ever layam hi, le'mor, mi avor lanu me'ever hayam, v'ikachal lanu v'yashminu osav na'asena. Ki karov elecha davar me'od, it's very close to us. It's not in the heavens, it's not on the other side of the ocean. Ki karov elecha davar me'od, b'ficha uvilvavicha la'soso, that it's in our hearts and our mouth to do it. It's true the Ramban makes a very compelling argument that the mitzvah which is being described in that context is the mitzvah of tshuva, but the truth of the matter is the Chazal interpreted to be the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Lo b'shamayim hi. And we have to believe that about ourselves, that slowly but surely we can make a kinyan haTorah. And we all remember that perhaps there's no better exemplar of this ethic than Rabbi Akiva, who at the age of 40 didn't know the Aleph Beis, as Chazal tell us, but he came to believe that Torah could penetrate his skull and his soul, and that he'd be able to climb slowly but surely that ladder of Torah, slowly but surely, day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute. It can be done. It can be done. It requires enormous work. And the Rambam describes the Keser Torah, the crown of Torah. He makes a point of saying, "Harei ze munach ve'omed u'muchan, kol mi sherotze yavo v'yito." It's not like kahuna, which only belongs to Aaron and his sons. And it's not like Malchus, which only belongs to David and his sons, but it belongs to the entire Jewish people. Morasha, Kihilas Yaakov. And the greatest impediment to our achieving our own chelak in Torah, whatever that is, v'sein chalkenu b'sarasacha, it's not for me to say. But the only impediment to us achieving that is, of course, lack of belief in ourselves. Quitting on ourselves when it's way, way, way too early. And the truth is that so many people do this. And so my message to you, this man matan terasenu, is always to believe in yourself and never to yield and never to give in and never to lose confidence and to know that Hashem, for those who will make the effort, will reach back in turn. And He is the Melamed Torah Liyamo Yisrael. I'm just His shaliach here. I'm just His agent, right? But ultimately, He's the one that teaches us Torah. And that if you're willing to walk with Him, take that first step, He surely will be willing to walk with you.